Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading, dissecting, and discussing about the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy and also the book of Titus. These epistles from Paul are known as the pastoral letters. According to church tradition, these letters were from Paul, which was sent to both Timothy and Titus, who were both at one time or another partners in the Apostle Paul's early ministry before the writings of these letters. Timothy was an appointed leader by Paul to the church in Ephesus, which was a major city in the Roman province of Asia, now known as the country of Turkey. And Titus was an administrator over a network of several churches on the island of Crete, for whom was established by Paul. One of these major ideas that Paul continuously brought up was spiritual maturity over natural age, especially in the case with Timothy. Timothy, according to the letters, was considered to be a fairly young leader according to the more traditional ages of the clergy from the first generation church. Some scholars and historians theorize that Timothy would have been in his late teens and early 20s. Also, Paul encouraged Timothy and Titus to have sound doctrine and be diligent and watch out for false teachers. According to both the other books of the New Testament and historical and scholarly information, the two major groups that Paul could have been warning them about was the Judaizers and the teachers of the Gnostic belief. The Judaizers were a group of Christian Jews who believed any of the new Gentile converts should first follow and convert to Judaism and follow all their customs, especially the tradition of circumcision. The major Gnostic teachings mixed together, polytheistic divine genealogy that ultimately leads to the idea that secret knowledge will save your soul, not faith in Jesus. So let us open our Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3. We will be starting today's reading in verse 1, and we'll be ending today's reading on verse 9. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, let's start in verse 1. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. They are the kind who work their way into people's homes and win the confidence of vulnerable women who are burdened with the guilt of sin and controlled by various desires. Such women are forever following new teachings, but they are never able to understand the truth. These teachers oppose the truth, just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses. They have depraved minds and a counterfeit faith, but they won't get away with this for long. Someday everyone will recognize what fools they are, just as with Jannes and Jambres. Once again, that was verses 1 through 9 in the third chapter of 2 Timothy, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in 2 Timothy we just went over a little more in depth. It's always easier to drag someone down than to lift them up. That's why friendships and relationships deeply influence us. We must choose wisely whom we allow into our inner circle. Those who are doing impactful work for God's kingdom often surround themselves with godly friends. As the saying goes, quote, "Show me your friends, and I'll show you your future," end quote. While Jesus loves everyone, and Christians can befriend many, we can't pull others up alone. Lifting someone up takes a team. If three people are pulling upward, the chances of lifting that friend increase significantly. Paul reminds us that challenges will mark the last days, a time both he and we live in. He advised Timothy to steer clear of those who outwardly appear religious but lack true faith and godly character. Even today, people may use religion to project an image of godliness while living for themselves. While religious practices can bring structure, they can also foster pride and arrogance. True godliness comes from God alone, empowering us to live lives of humility, strength, forgiveness, leadership, and service. It's His power that enables us to live with authenticity and purpose. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. Are the closest people in your life those who truly love Jesus? If not, how can you grow some godly relationships in your life? How can you rely on God's power more than anything else to transform your character? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.